We continue our readings in the Acts of the Apostles at the fourth chapter, and we shall read again from the beginning. Acts chapter 4 at verse 1. Peter, you remember, has been proclaiming Christ again in answer to the surprise and amazement that was shown by the people when the lame man at the gate of the temple was healed. He has proclaimed that it was faith in the name of Christ that brought healing to this man. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in prison until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them who heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, By what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled anew, or we might say anointed afresh for this new service by the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. Now we need to understand what this means. Unlearned and ignorant are words used here with a particular connotation. The apostles are not being accused of being ignorant in our accepted sense of the term. All that it means is this: they had not been formally instructed in the law. They hadn't had theological training. This is the point. They marveled because these were not men who had gone through the Jewish schools and had graduated and been ordained to the office of scribe. They were fishermen, and this was the point. Not that they were ignoramuses, but that they had had no formal theological education. It was the fact that they were laymen that astonished the Sadducees and dismayed them so much. That's the meaning of these words. And they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Quite. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them, and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach, in the name of Jesus. And they might as well have tried to tell the tide not to come in. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was showed. Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his holy word.